Richard Clapton.
Hello.
Richard Clapton, it's Mark and Caroline calling Mix FM Sunshine Coast, mate. How you going?
Hey, really good.
Yeah, mate, we're very happy to say you're in town this weekend.
Yes, because I'm coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Play at the station, which I believe the station was there for a long time, but I think it's recently changed owners.
Yes, that's so, right. It used to be called the Night Quarter and now it's the station.
Which is a great venue. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you skate? Are you a skateboarder?
No. Now let me see. No, I don't think I can skate at all. I was trying to think if I could, if I used to. No, I think in Europe, I think I used to ice skate. Not very well, but I think I used to ice skate.
Well, no, the reason why they've actually got a half pipe skate ramp inside the station.
Yes.
As something to do while you're hanging out down there. It's a very unique place. It looks fantastic.
Wait, is that skateboard or like roller skates?
Skateboard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 1983 when she rolled with her roller skates back. I don't know if it's what the young people are doing, Richard. Hey, you know what? I don't know if I've ever told you this before. I met you once. It was around about 1986, and I was at radio school in Sydney at the Max Rowley Media Academy in Redfern. And yes, exactly.
Go on.
And then one of the boys who was also trying to be an announcer had a mate in a band, and you came out and watched the band play and met us all. I'm trying to think where it was, somewhere in Western Sydney anyway.
That would have been a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Well, I know, I'm aware of Max Rowley Radio School.
Yeah.
This particular event story, I'm not sure of.
Yes, now you came out. It didn't do the band any good. I think you came out and thought they weren't very good and left.
Oh, dude, no. What a meanie.
Exactly.
Oh, these bloody rock stars.
Yeah. Everyone was very excited that you were coming to watch them.
You'll have to confirm, though, Richard, there's a rumour about Capricorn Dancer. Amazing song. But is it true that the film clip of the horse rider, the girl there with the horse, it was all filmed here in Maroochydore. Is that true?
Now, look, this is a really great question, because obviously people have been asking about this for like 40 years. So it was a surfing movie called Highway 1.
Yep.
And I was actually due to fly back to Europe. You know, my date was sort of set for departure. So I had very little time to write as many songs and record them as I could. So Capricorn Dancer, I actually wrote in the studio, in the recording studio, and rushes, can you explain to the listeners what are rushes? You know what they are.
They're the little videos they film
at the end of the day. They review them.
Yeah, I actually wrote Capricorn Dancer looking at film of these nubile nymphets riding bareback horses. Now, I thought it was the Alexandra Headland. Now, can we clear this up now? Because people, especially from that area, keep correcting me. Obviously, the song's about Tropical Capricorn.
Yes.
We can start there.
Yes, yeah. The song's about the Tropical Capricorn, but you were watching young girls ride horses on the beach at Alexandra Headland. I have this feeling that we asked you this question 10 years ago and someone rang up and said it was me. I'm the girl on the horse.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm looking, you couldn't have gone far north because you got surf in it.
Yeah.
And the surf kind of stops at Fraser.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you couldn't have gone that far north.
I wasn't there for the filming.
No, he was just watching the rushes and in the studio and riding. But it was horses on Alex.
And there's more than one girl. There's two. There's a brunette and a blonde. What do you say, Richard? If you can call now and prove that you're one of these girls on that beach, we'll give them a double pass to your gig on Sunday. What about that?
Now, I want to say right here and now on your radio program, you see, I speak the truth, because the three pretty girls that lived on the avenue in Rose Bay in Sydney,
yes,
who I wrote
the girls on the avenue,
they are actually still around, and they say they want to write their own book about it. But see, there you go.
Well, it's a great name for a book too.
Yeah, exactly. I just read this thing that you've been in the music industry 50 years, and which I know those numbers, they blow your mind, don't you? They're like, what? How did that happen? That's moved, went so fast. I kind of feel like you haven't really had to have a job for 50 years. You've got away with it. You literally got away with it.
Don't tell everyone that. Don't we go, that bastard. But look, I'm not going to speak past tense. I will say it's a great ride, a great run. Really, when you think about it, who could want for anything more? Because I realise it's so rare and difficult to find a job that you love, you can make a decent living out of. And if it can last 50 years, you've also got job security.
That's right. You've done all right.
Seems bizarre.
That's right.
Mate, enjoy the gig on Sunday. It's going to be brilliant. Richard Clapton at the station, back on the Sunshine Coast. Thanks for your time.
We can't wait. See you there.
821 92.7.